I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. A dense fog advisory for us this morning. We'll see areas of drizzle and fog as well as clouds throughout the day today. Expect a high around 42. Enrollment in colleges and universities continued to decline across the state last year, according to figures from the Illinois Board of Higher Education. Overall, undergraduate enrollment decreased by 2%, with even steeper drops at public universities and community colleges. Schools defying the trend include those focused on medical professions, such as the City Colleges of Chicago's Malcolm X campus. Mark Potter, the provost there, says its home in the medical district makes it more attractive.
We also have just a really great facility that is attractive to students, with state-of-the-art classrooms and laboratories, and we've created a virtual hospital in the college.
Graduate enrollment statewide ticked up, but only by a fraction of a percent overall. Many administrators blame the budget impasse as a key reason that many are not coming to Illinois schools. Advocates across Illinois are calling the state to change the way it handles young people who've committed serious crimes. As Daisy Contreras explains, they want to end the use of large prison facilities.
The alternative is to place youth into smaller community settings where support can be focused on their educational and mental health needs. Stephanie Coleman is policy director for the Children and Family Justice Center's legal clinic at Northwestern University's Law School. She says larger facilities require additional manpower to run daily operations, which shifts time and resources away from youth and their rehab.
Illinois law says that we should be holding youth in the least restrictive setting. And unfortunately, with uneven service availability around the state and reductions in social services and state budget impacts, that's become a bit of a question.
Coleman says about 420 youth are currently held in the state's youth prison system. Advocates suggest the state adopt a five-year plan to gradually reduce the population at the two largest facilities in Harrisburg and St. Charles. I'm Daisy Contreras.
A Carterville man is in custody after police say they found him with an automatic weapon. Carterville police officers responded to 703 Laclede Avenue Sunday morning around 7 o'clock. There they found 23-year-old Gregory Martin wearing a green army helmet, a ballistic vest, and armed with an AR-15. He was taken into custody without incident. Martin is now charged with aggravated unlawful use of weapons, unlawful use of body armor, aggravated assault, and disorderly conduct. He's being held in the Williamson County Jail. And state lawmakers are scheduled to hear testimony today from leaders of a state-run veterans home that's been the subject of investigation. A dozen residents died in a 2015 outbreak of Legionnaire's disease at the veterans home in Quincy. Meanwhile, another has died since that original outbreak. We're going to see a cloudy sky today with areas of drizzle and fog. I'm Jennifer Fuller.